When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When it comes to manifestation, one person I trust is Neville Goddard, and he was an American author originally from Barbados who wrote about manifestation through the lens of the Bible. And he was born in the year 1905, long before all of the other self-help manifestation experts. He kept things simple, practical, and easy to implement. One of his most popular strategies that he often spoke about is living in the end. You see, a lot of people have read about manifestation techniques, and yet they set goals, they write it down in their journal and visualize it. But they visualize it as if they are going to attract a new partner, going to get a new job or a new home or better health. According to Neville Goddard, thinking about something that is going to happen is not as powerful as knowing that the event of happening has already transpired.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jaikumar.
In this special episode, I'm going to share with you some powerful strategies and techniques to manifest your best life and magnetize it with a healing breathwork technique. Stay tuned because you are going to love this. Ever since the launch of the book, The Secret, people have been going crazy about manifestation and the law of attraction. On YouTube, there are probably 1,000 channels about the law of attraction, and although many have seen results with these techniques, a large majority of people have lost trust in the concept of the law of attraction. Mainly because there is so much noise out there, so many quote-unquote manifestation babes and gurus posing in front of sports cars, mansions, and wads of cash and telling you to join their high-priced courses and masterminds. So who can you trust when it comes to manifestation? How can you simplify the process so that there's no overwhelm? What's the missing link, and where does breathwork fit into all of this? Hey there, Action Tribe. AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, a certified breathwork coach here to help you calm your mind and experience deep states of bliss. When it comes to manifestation, one person I trust is Neville Goddard. And he was an American author originally from Barbados who wrote about manifestation through the lens of the Bible. And he was born in the year 1905, long before all of the other self-help manifestation experts. He kept things simple, practical, and easy to implement. One of his most popular strategies that he often spoke about is living in the end. You see, a lot of people have read about manifestation techniques, and yet they set goals, they write it down in their journal and visualize it. But they visualize it as if they are going to attract a new partner, going to get a new job or a new home or better health. According to Neville Goddard, thinking about something that is going to happen is not as powerful as knowing that the event of happening has already transpired. You are living in the end. That is, you are living in the future and you are looking back from the future into the present moment. You have assumed that everything that is needed to take place, that is the bridge of incidents that lead up to the manifestation event, have all come together and have taken place in your favor and for the good of all. And this is easy to forget, and sometimes I forget it too, which is why I'm making this episode as a mental note for me, that we have to assume the wish fulfilled and we need to live in the end. So if your goal is to manifest a new business or a new career, then imagine how you are going to feel once you have that new career direction. Imagine the confidence, the certainty, the energy that you will experience in every cell of yours, knowing that your wish is fulfilled. Now, the next technique is a fun and simple technique called Isn't It Wonderful? You see, a lot of times when we think about our dreams or goals or our visions, our rational mind tells us why it is not possible for us and reminds us that we are not there yet. For example, one of my goals is to have a nice healing center where we can host breathwork workshops, sauna and steam rooms, Ayurvedic massage, cold baths, and other therapeutic activities. I'm not there yet. At the moment, I live in a small home in Main Street, Vancouver. And although I love my life, sometimes when I try to visualize my goals, my rational thinking, logical mind makes it a bit harder for me. That's when we need to trick our brain a little by using the right combination of words that would assume that our vision has in fact manifested. So I would say, isn't it wonderful that I own this beautiful healing center and retreat space on Vancouver Island? Isn't it wonderful that people from all over the world fly down to work with me and my team? Isn't it wonderful that I get to travel around the world whenever I want, knowing that my business and its operations is safe with my team? Isn't it wonderful that the energy of my healing center is so powerful that people experience a transformation as soon as they enter this vicinity? Does that make sense? Now, the next technique, or rather a strategy, is called a state akin to sleep. You see, the truth is that your brain resonates at different frequencies throughout the day, which determines your state and ability to process information. During the day, your brain is usually emitting beta waves, which is associated with focused mental activity, logic, reasoning, and thinking. This is when the default mode network of your brain, which is called the DMN, the aspect of your brain that forms your identity and tries to form comparisons between yourself and the world around you, is at its highest activity level. So sometimes at this brain state, when you are trying to visualize your vision and you imagine as if you are living in the end, your mental critic will try to find reasons to tell you that it is not so. Once again, one of the reasons for that is because your brain is vibrating at beta. But let me ask you this. Did you ever have a daydream as a child? And did you find it easy? I, for one, found it really easy to daydream as a child. And I would often look outside the window of my class and dream about nature and aliens and superheroes and all kinds of stuff. It was so easy for me to drift off, and probably a byproduct of the boring lecture in class. But slowly but surely, over the years, I lost the ability to effortlessly daydream. And the reason for this is that it's easy for children between the ages of 1 to 7 to daydream, and that is because their brains are mostly vibrating at a theta frequency. And the interesting thing is that adult brains too vibrate at a similar frequency, but usually before sleeping or right after waking up. This state is called the hypnagogic state. And because you are in between the waking and sleep state, it's easier for you to daydream and it's easier for you to send messages and ideas and visions and emotions from your conscious mind to your subconscious mind. Isn't that awesome? And Neville called this strategy, this state, a state akin to sleep, which means that he would ask people to try these techniques while laying down in bed with their eyes half closed, relaxed, and slightly drowsy. Does that make sense? Now, this is a powerful technique to override the critical, rational brain and send signals straight to your subconscious mind, which then communicates those signals to the collective awareness, the supermind that everyone in this known universe is connected to for the purpose of manifesting your vision and bringing it to life. Now, the key to all of this, though, is feeling. In fact, Neville wrote an entire book called Feeling is the Secret. And I think that's the missing piece with a lot of law of attraction people who talk about manifestation. They talk about techniques, but they miss out on the practice of actually changing their physiology. You can use affirmations all day long, and you can use words, but oftentimes your body is telling an entirely different story through stress or tension. And the universe listens to who you are energetically more than what you are saying or the words that you're using. And that's where breathwork really comes into play. Because not only can you use the techniques and principles of Neville Goddard, but you can also breathe in a way that relaxes your physiology and chemically alters your composition, going from stressed out and sympathetic dominant to relaxed and blissed and aligned. And this state is much more conducive to manifestation. In fact, let's try it right now. We'll be breathing in through the nose and breathing out through the mouth. Place your right palm on your chest, left palm on your stomach, and breathe all the way in through your nose until you fill your belly with the air so that it rises on the inhale, and then let it go, and your belly should fall on the exhale. So we'll breathe in through the nose, and on the exhale we are going to let out a humming sound like the humming sound and the extended exhales, because we're going to be doing a 2x4 breathing. Breathing in for 2 counts, breathing out for 4 counts. So the extended exhales and the humming sound will activate your vagus nerve that takes you to a deep state of relaxation within minutes. And we'll be using the Isn't It Wonderful technique and then breathing ourselves to a much more relaxed state. And I'm going to say, isn't it wonderful that? And you're going to insert your vision or your goal that you'd like to manifest. Sounds good? All right, let's do it. Fully in through the nose. Exhale. Isn't it wonderful that? Isn't it wonderful that? Inhale again. Let it go. Isn't it wonderful that? Isn't it amazing that? Remember, you're going to fill in the blanks. Isn't it wonderful that? Inhale again. Humming on the exhale. Ooh. Inhale again. Out. Isn't it wonderful that? Isn't it amazing that? Isn't it awesome that? Isn't it magical that? Fully in through the nose. Out. Inhale again. In. Isn't it amazing that? Isn't it wonderful that? Isn't it marvelous that? Fully in. Now, if you need more time, you can pause this track and be in a state of stillness for even longer. And try it again later in the evening before going to sleep on your bed. And let me know how it goes for you. If you like what I'm sharing and you'd like to go even deeper, then here are a couple of ways that I can help. You can drop in for a single breathwork awakening session at just $11.11 with no long-term commitment. If you prefer a more private, one-on-one, confidential session, then I've got a couple of spots open this week for affordable one-on-one breathwork facilitation sessions on Zoom. I also have a free breathwork foundations course where I go about the science and the why behind breathwork, which a lot of people have sent me positive comments and emails about. All these links can be found in the show notes at my7chakras.com/412. 7 is a word, my7chakras.com/412. Once again, 412 is today's episode number, so my7chakras.com/412. I love to hear from you. I love your feedback, your inputs, your comments. So if this episode benefited you, then reach out, send me an email, or maybe visit my website, and on the right side, you'll find a blue voicemail button. Just click on that button, leave a voice note, and I will share your message with the rest of the world. Talk soon. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to My 7 Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.